Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast. I'm Cardinal Authority Senior Writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling in a recruiting-packed edition of the Cards Cast. We're going to touch on men's and women's basketball. We're going to touch on football and really kind of how all three of these programs are kind of really rebuilding their roster, utilizing, obviously, recruiting, the transfer portal, and the like. So let's jump into it, Joe. Let's start with men's basketball. They've been the buzz, really, kind of over the, you know, the last few days of the Derby weekend, creating some stir with the big commitment from Trey White. They've got another big-time visitor coming in. They're doing some things to really, obviously, needing to, obviously, change things from last year. And recruiting-wise, they're starting to do a pretty dang good job of it.
Yeah, and you need a checkbook. You need a notebook to keep track of everything that's totally
checkbook's
different.
Not bad either.
Well, yeah, I was gonna say they need a checkbook too, just because of all the NIL stuff that they've had. You know, Michael, when you look at it, I guess let's go back to rebuilding. First of all, we're gonna talk basketball, we're gonna talk women's basketball, we're gonna talk football, and all three programs have pretty much totally rebuilt their roster. And I know some people don't like it. I know some people think it's kind of, oh, this is terrible. But until there are changes with transfers and NIL, you know, until the nationally there's changes, this is the way it's going to be, I think, each and every year. Now, maybe not to this dramatic to where, boy, I think, what is it, four or five? I think there's only seven or eight. Is there eight men's and women's basketball players that'll be back next year from last year? I'm not including walk-ons. So I think it's just eight scholarship players combined from both teams.
Two teams, yeah.
Yeah, it won't be that dramatic, but it's going to be, it's going to be like this, I think, for the near future. And this is kind of the way of the world, so to speak. Now, again, with that said, it won't be as dramatic, and this year's been totally, totally crazy. We'll get into the others here. We'll get to the others here in a bit. The women's basketball and football, but for Kenny Payne and his staff, I think so far they've done a good job. I know people don't like to be patient, and I know people want things now. But it's, you know, we talked about it, and Eric Bossy said it to me on March 10th. He said the next couple of months are critically important for the program. And so here we are 2 days before May 10th, which is 2 months, and they've done a pretty darn good job. Has it been perfect? No. Do we know if it's going to work out? No. Have they added some really good players? Yes. And if you talk about the from the departures they got rid of and the additions that they've made, I think that this has been a pretty good indication of what Kenny Payne wants his team to look like and how he wants to recruit moving forward. This is going to kind of be, as long as Kenny Payne is the coach, I think this is going to kind of be the norm of things, where you're going to get a lot of guys who look a lot alike as far as not on the floor and in the way that they do things.
Yeah, he likes that length. And, you know, as you look at what they've done during the offseason, obviously, you know, with the five additions, you know, four through the high school ranks, got Karan through the junior college ranks, but then as we've been talking about the transfers and Trey White, Danilo Jovanovic, and Sky Clark, I mean, you've got some guys that can obviously come in and assist you right away, especially when you look at Sky Clark and Trey White and what they're potentially could do for the program. Obviously, we know the need for a point guard, and Sky Clark fills that role, still have a spot left to fill. But when you look at it, Jody, I mean, this is a roster that, you know, it's kind of like you're going to need – the fans will need some nameplates to go along with the numbers to try to figure out who everybody is.
Yeah.
And when you look at them, I mean, it's – there's a lot of talent coming in. My two concerns, and I think it's rightfully so, and probably everybody else will have the same, is one, it's extremely young. Even these transfers that he's bringing in are young guys. And two, and this is going to be something that's going to happen across the country, and it's been discussed forever, how quickly will all these new faces mesh? I mean, it's not like they've grown up together year after year. You know, you build something new. These are a bunch of guys that don't really know each other. They haven't played much together on the floor, if any at all, you know, so it's going to take a process, and how quickly they can do that. Like you said, how will it turn out? We don't know yet. So, and that's one of the big X factors for sure.
I think the key is getting them here as soon as possible. And I know they're working on all the different guys and the different routes and the different ways that they, you know, where they're coming from and all that. it sounds like it's pretty good to be able to get the guys here as soon as possible, later this month, early next month. That's the first start right there. The second thing is, Mike, I was talking to one of the national guys during Derby weekend, over the weekend. One of the national guys is like, "Hey, what do you think? And I said, "Well, you know, they're still a little short on guards. In my opinion, as far as ball handling is concerned, you know, look, Trey White's listed by USC as a guard. If you ask Trey White right now, he's telling you he's a guard. Okay, but I know where everybody that's the whole thing about the ball handling. And I think that's the issue. But I was telling this national person, I was like, "Hey, you know, the thing about it is, like, and this is before Trey committed, I was like, if they get Trey White and McKenzie Mbako, like, I think they will. They did get Trey White. I think they're in a good spot for McKenzie Mbako, who will visit on Friday. But I said, if they get those two players, they already had what I thought was a pretty good roster, and you add the two players who I think are the two best players on the team, then you're going to be a lot better than what you were. Yeah. It's just going to be, again, like you said, the whole meshing thing, the whole, how do you get, who plays where, who plays what, you know, look, Dennis Evans is not a kid. Dennis Evans is going to be a fantastic player, but it's going to take him a little bit of a time to adjust. I think he's the one guy of the four high school guys that it probably takes longer to adjust than the other three because of his size. And it's just the way it is for a big guy. Just take a little longer. And I'm not saying he's not going to be help them out next year, because he is. He's going to have to, and he will help them out next year. But I'm talking about, like, early in the season, he's not going to be a guy that's going to go out and just wow you. It's going to be a progression for him. You know, Caleb and Curtis are guys who are going to do their job, guys who are going to take care of some of the little things and some of the grunt work. And I think they're guys that are going to be very valuable. And Trenton's going to be a guy who I think a lot of people don't realize just how good he really is. So you talk about those four guys, and you're right. Four youngsters, a junior college guy without a ton of experience as far as on a high level. Yep. And then right now, three transfers, one of which, you know, started and played, what, 10, 12 games in Sky Clark, another who played a ton of games in Trey White. He'll be the most experienced newcomer that they have. And then you talk about Jovanovic, who played in one game. So, you know, it's, Michael, there's time to, I know people don't want to be patient, but if you were a patient person, and you didn't start kicking and screaming and while they were putting this roster together, I think you have to be pretty happy with the talent on the roster and what they've done.
Yeah, and I agree. And I think even if you were kicking and screaming, you're probably starting to feel a lot better with how things are progressing at this point. And of course, you know, there's the caveat. They still have to do it on the floor. I'm still curious to see how the guard situation plays out. You know, maybe it works out just like they're anticipating it works out. So, you know, a lot of things we still have to see, you know, but from the end of the season, preparing for next season, they've certainly been taking the right steps recruiting wise. And we haven't always seen the steps. We don't always know what the steps are, which is a little different. But when you look at these list of commitments and who they're bringing on campus, they're certainly getting things done. And again, as you mentioned, with McKenzie coming on campus starting on Friday, another big opportunity to potentially add to that as well, which, you know, you're already looking at a top five class right now that's continued to trend up after the transfer of Trey White. You get a guy like McKenzie, and obviously there's not much more room to go up, but it can still go up.
Yeah. Now, what I do want to point out one thing. We'll get to McKenzie in a second. So we've talked about everybody. Here's the one guy that I think everybody kind of scratched their head about, Danilo Jovanovic. Is that right? I think that's right. I think that's how it is. I've reached out. I've talked to a couple people that just try to – I'm trying to get somebody to talk on the record about him, just like what they think he could be and how they think he could be and all that kind of good stuff from down in Miami or somewhere. I talked to somebody that's in the Miami program, and they said, you know, the way their team worked out last year, you know, making it to the Final Four, they ended up being obviously a lot better than what they thought they would be. You know, early on in the year, there were some guys that just played better. They thought going into preseason that he would be a guy who would be in their rotation. And then he just couldn't get healthy, didn't get healthy. And by the time he was healthy, they were like, you know what? We're going to roll with what we've got. And so they just decided to redshirt him. I also talked to a scouting guy who I totally trust. His opinion is a longtime friend, and he said he thought that he's like, I don't want to put this in. He's like, I don't. He said to me, he goes, look, I'm not going to tell you that this is going to happen to this kid, but you know the kid. Oh my gosh, Brandon Podzemeski, I believe is his name. He's going to be a first round draft pick this year. He's like, this reminds me. He reminds me a lot of him. He said, you know, the kid left Illinois. He played one season. He played in like 10 games, didn't do a whole lot, but he was another Wisconsin kid. And he said they always felt like he was one of those guys that he will be, that he was one of those guys that would be like a stud down the road. Well, he went to Santa Clara, and now he's going to end up being a first-round draft pick after 1 year. And he's like, look, I'm not saying this kid going to Louisville is going to do the same thing, but he's got those same tendencies. He's got those same things. He's a guy who can get you, you know, 10 points and 6 rebounds a game. He said, I think when it's all said and done, he said, I think you're going to love this kid. So I'm interested more to see him now. And I've gone back and watched some highlights from the EYBL when he was, in that 17U year and all that kind of stuff. He was running up for Mr. Basketball in Wisconsin, which I didn't realize that until looking up some more things. So I'm intrigued. I want to see how they use him and what he can actually do. But Michael, I think he's kind of, to me, he is the total X factor in this whole thing, because if he's any good at, we know what you're kind of getting with the other guys. If he's any good at all, then it really takes this thing to another level.
Yeah, you know, I think you can throw Caron Davis in that mix as well. Kind of a little bit of an unknown, not what to expect. But yeah, if he comes in and is able to contribute right away, same with Caron, you know, then that makes the roster, you know, even much better. So I'm curious to see how it all is going to play out, as we all are. But certainly going to be a whole new look Cardinals next year. That's for certain.
Yep, and McKenzie and Baco will be here Friday through Sunday. It's a big weekend for them. Again, he's already visited St. John's. Doesn't look like he's going to end up at St. John's. It's either going to be, in my opinion, it's Louisville, obviously Kansas and Indiana. I think when it's all said and done, Louisville is in a good spot right now. But I know Kansas felt really good after their visit, and Indiana felt really good after their visit. So it will be very interesting. Nolan Smith will be a huge key in this one, because he was on that staff at Duke. He did have a lot to do with recruiting him there. Coach Payne is really good friends with a lot of those folks around his summer program, his summer team, and that kind of thing. And I know his mom and dad are, you know, McKenzie's mom and dad are really involved in this, and they really want to pick. From what I understand, when Duke, the thing at Duke happened, they were a little upset about maybe some of the ways that it did happen or some of the things that were said about him when it happened. And so and what they wanted to do is then take this and make the process a lot slower. So they wanted to do the visits. They wanted to go and not just make a decision. I mean, I think if they would have made a decision right after the Duke decommitment and getting off of it, I think Louisville would have been the spot for them. Has anything changed between then and now? Well, they visited a couple places that I know that they liked, but how much did they like them, and how much will Louisville impress them this weekend? I just think it's a key one. So right now, Michael, the recruiting class is sitting at number 3 behind Kentucky and Duke. That's the overall ranking. That's everybody combined. The 8 guys combined. So it's sitting at number 3. If they were to land McKenzie and Bacco, it would move up to number 3. So I think it's a pretty good haul for Coach Payne.
Yeah, not bad coming off, and I'm going to say it, a 4-28 season. You could do that. You do that after, you know, after a season like that, and not looking good doing it. Not that you can look good going 4-28. You know, that says something. And obviously, you know, the recruiting efforts, the NIL efforts, the whole package. You know, they've been getting things done. If they can cap it off with McKenzie, then you really got to tip your hat. I mean, when you're talking about a class that could, you know, finish amongst the top 3 in the country, you know, it's hard to complain about that.
I think I keep wiping the last few weeks of the season out of my mind because I keep saying 4-24. I don't know why, but I keep saying 4-24. But
selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I just kind of wipe out the whole thing there. So, all right, women's basketball.
Yep.
Is a totally kind of the same story, but a little bit of a different verse. You know, Marissa Russell, Olivia Cochran, Alexa Mobley, and Nyla Harris are the only 4 players returning for Jeff Walls and his staff. Aaliyah Love enrolled in January. She's a transfer from Georgia Tech, but she did not play last year. So 4 returning players, and then the 1 transfer who is yet to play. They have since added, and I hope I got them all right, 5 transfers to the mix. Jada Curry from California. Heine Van Schock, she comes to Louisville from Cal State Bakersfield. Kiki Jefferson from James Madison. Nina Rickards from Florida. And Sydney Taylor from UMass. Louisville will add at least 1 more scholarship player to the mix. And from what I understand, It will be a I hate the word project because you never know, but it will be a big girl who a post player girl who is kind of more of on along the project line. I'm not even sure that she will be able to play this year. They're working out some things and she's not announced yet, so I'm not going to announce it for her, but I think that it'll be a big girl with some potential down the road, but probably not this year. And I also do anticipate that they will add a walk-on who was on a Division I scholarship as a grad transfer, and she'll come here as a walk-on, and then if Coach Walls doesn't fill those last few spots, they have, even if they, when they take one more, they'll still have four spots left open. I don't think they'll use those spots. So I think that this walk-on is coming here as a walk-on, knowing that when she gets here, there's going to be a spot open, open for her. But they've added some really good players, and they've added, two of the more dynamic guards out there in Jada Curry and Kiki Jefferson, two really big-time scorers. And I wouldn't put past Coach Walls to be ticked off enough about how, people kind of have talked about, his program and where, this and that and all that kind of good things with Haley leaving and others leaving. And I wouldn't put it past him to make a really good run next year.
To come out and kick some tail. I mean, that's kind of what they do, and yeah, it's going to be strange not seeing Haley out there, but and that's kind of a moment that could really cripple some programs, at least, for the immediate future. Yeah, but they seem to take it in stride and work in the portal very quickly. Obviously brought in some talented players to try to fill the voids from the departures from last year. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing how quickly he can mesh this group. And you know he's going to have them back in a race, as well come next season.
Yes, no question about that at all. As far as the football is concerned, it's kind of quiet over there. I mean, heck, it needs
to be. It's kind of weird, isn't it?
But it needs to be, as crazy as it's been for them. They're up to 7 commitments in the 2024 class, Michael.
Yeah.
I don't anticipate any additions in that class for, at least probably for a few weeks, maybe into the month. They're going to have a huge June 16th, 17th, and 18th weekend will be a big, big official visit weekend. There'll be that at that point. I think we'll hear some things. But on the transfer front, they're up to 20 right now. And I think they have my knowledge, it's kind of crazy because it goes back and forth all the time. But I think they have 7 left, and that includes some things that probably I don't think they have any commitments like that are like secret commitments, but I think they have guys that they feel really good about. That doesn't include those guys in the seven. So they have 7 spots left. What they've done is been pretty remarkable, but it's been a week. I mean, what are they doing? It's been a week since they've gotten a commitment, Marcus Washington, last Monday. They're slacking a little bit, but no, and they won't have, this will not be a big weekend at all. This will be the Landon King kid, will head to Louisville this week on Thursday, and, he'll be here. He left, Colorado over the weekend without committing, which is a good sign. And I think Louisville is in really good spot. I think Louisville's in a really good spot to get him. You never know with Colorado. There's a couple other kids, that we've talked about over the time, Michael. I'm going to kind of do some digging and update the targets. I think the targets have changed a lot, now that we're where we're at as far as numbers wise, but I do still think that they are looking for, I think the potential is still there to add a quarterback. I don't know that they definitely will, but I think the potential is there to still add a quarterback, definitely to add another wide receiver. I don't think there's any question about that one. I think they will add another defensive and offensive lineman, both. So I don't think there's a question about either one of those. And then once you get beyond that, it's more about best player.
Well, tight end.
Tight end's the first one. But other than that, it's more about adding the best player. And they're not going to turn guys down. And I don't think you'll see Coach Brohm go into fall camp with any scholarships open. I just don't know why you would at this point. It doesn't hurt to take grad transfers because you're going to take them for a year and then they're gone. You know what I mean? So it's like you can with the final couple, you don't want to take it too fast, but you can take chances with the final couple, just knowing that that there's a chance that you're going to have a couple scholar. You don't want to walk into the season with three scholarships.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, if you got spots to fill, you want to fill them. And as you mentioned, Landon King, the former tight end from Auburn, is going to be in this week, and he starts his official visit Thursday. I chatted with him last week, and you know, I like Louisville's chances there. But as you mentioned, he's been at Colorado. He's looking at some other schools as well. But he's got a lengthy, long relationship with Jeff Brohm, Ryan Wallace, from when they recruited him at Purdue. So certainly one to keep an eye on this weekend, especially once he departs from his visit, to see how that went. But I like Louisville's chances there. But yeah, it's going to be interesting to see, with the exception of tight end, how else they do fill spots. You know, as they head into fall camp, but
you've got
summer camps coming up. So, I mean, it's, they're still planning to go for Louisville football.
If I had to guess, it's two tight ends, a linebacker, a defensive lineman, an offensive lineman, a wide receiver, and a quarterback. Yeah. That's if I had to guess right now. But again, that's all predicated on, do they really feel like they need to take a quarterback? And I don't think they know. You know, I think that's one of the ones that's kind of up in the air right now. So they've had some time. They've been, you know, they've had the week to think about it. You know, I know a lot of the coaches spent a little time at Derby and at Churchill on different days, and they'll be back out on the they'll be back out this week on the road, and so it should be kicking back up here pretty soon, I would think, as far as you know, the news and commitments and all that. But again, you're not going to get a run. You're not going to get a run like they had like that. You're not going to get those very often. That was a lot of news in just a couple of weeks. And it was a lot of fun, but it's you're not going to get it like that all the time.
No, I think if we see another little flurry, like you mentioned, there's some official visits in the middle of June. That might be the next time you might see a small flurry, nothing like that. I mean, that was unreal, where you're grabbing kids up from the high school rank for 24, you know, going gangbusters in the transfer portal, where Louisville now ranks seventh nationally in the transfer portal rankings for recruiting. So Jeff Brohm has done a fantastic job there, obviously.
Yeah. No, it's there's a lot of guys out there left in the portal as well. I mean, just when you look at wide receiver, I mean, I know we did we didn't do it, but 24/7 Sports did it. Brad Crawford did a dozen players to watch still in the portal. And I think in that dozen, Michael, I know the top four were wide receivers. I'm trying to go through 5, 6, 7 of the top 12. 8 of the top 12 right now ranked are wide receivers. So I wouldn't be shocked to see Louisville try to get involved with a few of those. I mean, I'm trying to get involved. They're reaching out, and they've talked to and trying to get kids on visits and all that. But you know, it's hard because everybody in the country wants these same kids. So you really have to, you know, you really have to kind of show out and show them something. So it still will be interesting. There's a lot of pieces to be put together. I started thinking about a two deep chart, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to wait because it's still going to be the next couple of weeks. I think, you know, by the end of this month, I think we should get a better idea of who's going to be, all 85 scholarship players is what I think we should. So,
and you know, a lot of this is obviously creating a lot of excitement for Louisville football. And you know, we've been hearing it on the message boards from fans. You can hear it on the call-in shows on the radio. People are excited to see Jeff Brohm's first tenure. And right now, on the homepage, there's a cool little, maybe you've seen the video as well. Josh Pate, the host of Late Kick, you know, he's one of the national guys that's kind of jumping 2 feet in on Jeff Brohm, and he's picking 8 wins or more for Jeff Brohm in his first season on as Louisville's head coach. So if you haven't yet, go to the homepage of Cardinal Authority, check that out. But a lot of excitement around what Jeff Brohm's been doing since he arrived. Traditional recruiting, the portal recruiting, what he's done with the offense, what the defense looked like in spring. So there's a lot of reasons to be excited going into 2023 for certain, Jody.
Yes, it is. And we've kind of caught you up to date on everything. It's rebuilding the roster day on our cards cast, as we talked about a lot of stuff here today. Keep clicking to cardinalauthority.com. Hopefully later on in the week, early next week, there'll be some more good news and we'll be able to do a cards cast. That'd be a lot of fun to do a commitment edition of the cards cast one more time, right?
Maybe two or three. We're not done yet.
All right. For Michael McCammon, I'm Jody Dimling. We'll see you next time. It's been the Cards Cast.
You can now relive the best moments of the UEFA Champions League 24/7. The UEFA Champions League channel is a new 24-hour streaming channel serving nonstop goals, highlights, and full match replays from the world's most prestigious club competition. Reminisce on your favorite moments, legendary players, and brilliant goals with the UEFA Champions League channel streaming around the clock on Pluto TV and the CBS Sports app.